Yeah, that's daddy baby, ain't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, daddy loves you too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, daddy's gonna be good. Yeah. Daddy's gonna take care of that baby. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah, daddy loves you. Oh.
Hi, this is Ruiko. And while I'm listening to Foul Monkeys, I enjoy having a glass of wine and eating fine cheeses by my fireplace. And now, you're listening to a brand new episode with your sexy hosts, Ricky and Gina. Let's get foul.
Dude, you're like listening to episode 41. Rad. Okay, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Gina.
And this is Ricky, and I fucking hate cars.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And people too.
No, cars mainly. I fucking hate them. I don't want another goddamn car in my life. I don't want to have to buy a heart, a kidney, gas, oil, a gasket, a rubber, anymore in my life for a car. That's why I'm going to move to New York City and never have to fucking worry about it again.
Take mass transit.
Oh my god, my alternator went out of my car.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does. And you know what else sucks? I can't type on my damn laptop because I have 38 minutes left on the battery. Damn it. Oh, today is not good for me. These are days that I wish I believed in Jesus so I could pray and get something.
I know, right?
I wish baby Jesus would bring me a baby daddy. God damn. So, my alternator... Yeah, how about $196.75?
Oh, yeah. Is that installed?
No, that's just the part.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, if I bring back the old one, I get $55 back.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopie fucking do.
Yeah. So you're going to install it yourself?
No, but Samantha's boyfriend's going to do it for me.
Oh, so how much you got to pay him?
I wish I could pay him with his dick up my ass.
Oh, no.
It's going to be free.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
Wow.
Right?
That's special.
But, you know, I fucking hate cars.
No, they suck.
You know, I don't have money to spend on cars. The only thing I have money to spend on cars is gas and apples. And not the kind you fucking eat.
That's right.
God damn.
Keep the apple stock up.
I'm tired of paying insurance.
Oh, God.
I'm tired of paying for cars. I'm tired of paying for gas. Oh, my God. Is this going to be the bitch session or what?
I guess so.
But you know what was really sweet?
Shit.
You know what was really sweet is Gays Okay works for one of our local auto stores, you know, but in Virginia. And he was totally going to hook me up with his discount, but it was only saving like a few dollars.
Oh, really?
Like, by the time he shipped it down to me and everything. So. Oh. But isn't that nice of him?
That would have been nice.
I know.
Could have saved some good money. Shit.
Yeah. But that was really nice of him.
Yeah,
I was like,
aw,
nice.
That was sweet.
Oh my god. He said even on the website, he said he was so sorry for interrupting you so many times. Did you fart?
Who, me?
Yeah, I heard a...
No, it wasn't me. Mine makes noise.
There it goes again.
Mine makes noise.
No, I heard it. Did you hear it?
Did you hear it?
Did you hear it?
Fucking bitch.
What is that bitch at? Let me check. So, that was my bitch rant for the day, I think. I'll probably think of something else in a few minutes.
We had a very interesting thing happen at work today.
What happened?
Okay. Myself and my coworker got moved back to where we started from.
Right.
And, people walked behind us, and just as they were passing us, heading towards the door to go out, probably like 5 feet or so after they passed us, this nice, long, probably about, I'd say at least 3-foot rod come falling through the ceiling, punched a nice big hole in the ceiling and just fell to the floor and just ding, ding, ding.
What?
Yeah. I'm like,
oh my god, it totally could have killed my gyna.
I know. So I'm like, okay, wow. So then probably about 5 minutes or so after that, mm-hmm. I walked by it and I heard like a rattling, like something fell actually onto the panel itself and just stayed there. And it was like, okay, it's time to fucking go home. These people are trying to kill us. Jesus.
So what was it?
The only thing we can think of is just a thing that holds the water pipes in the ceiling. It rattled loose somehow. They claimed it was from all the toilet flushing.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me?
You know how nasty those people are at that place.
I'm sorry, but...
I think part of it is that building they put up, shaking the ground and everything. But
oh, you mean on the cross from you guys?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the Indians that are really pissed because they built their land on the burial grounds of them, and now they're fucking mad, and they're going to turn it into fucking a horror movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what if you're the star, Gina?
Wouldn't that be
what
cool?
What if you're like the girl that runs up the stairs, you know, the really stupid one?
I know,
and
right?
Always gets killed.
Yeah, just like, and just sits there and just like looks at you like, what are you going to do to me?
Right.
Oh, you're going to kill me. Oh, okay, I better run and fall down. Oh, oh.
5 times you're going to fall down.
Those people are so stupid. And I saw The Hills Have Eyes.
I love that movie.
You like that? It was okay.
Did you see the really bad one?
Which one?
The unedited one?
I think so. Where they were like that one guy that showed that one guy blowing his head off?
Yeah, but that was in the movie, actually. Like, in the theater.
Was it? I'm not sure which version I got, but it was like, okay, I could have seen a little bit more gore and, you know, a little bit more...
I thought it was fucking gory as hell. Those people looked scary as shit.
They were cool, weren't they? What about the guy in the wheelchair? They were...
Oh my god, he was like the scariest fucking one.
Mr. Watermelon.
Hello! He thinks he knows it all because his brain's so fucking big.
I don't know, Mr. Watermelon Head.
Ooh, caca.
It almost looked like he had an eggplant head.
I know, right? I was like, okay, he's fucking scary.
It's like, I want his phone number so I can call him for a date. He's like, would your mama let you go out on a date? I'll push your wheelchair for you.
Ugh.
And when we kiss, can we tongue?
Hold on, I have to tell this person to stop chatting with me because I know everyone can hear me typing.
And for those people who don't...
Are you drinking Kool-Aid?
I was.
Oh, what flavor?
Cherry.
Oh, I don't do cherry.
Cherry's good.
Grape is my favorite.
Grape? Yeah, it's good.
Grape and orange.
I tell you what, Mr. Arizona, they make some good grapes. Their grape drink? Ooh, it's good.
Who?
Arizona tea. You know the big ass
Arizona bean? Grape tea?
Yeah. It's
grape
good.
Grape tea? Really?
It is. It's fucking often. It's off the hook. It's like grape Kool-Aid. But
is it off the hizzuk?
Hell yeah, it's like in a big ass can.
Oh, I've had the watermelon punch. Have you had that?
No, I've had the tropicals.
Oh. I'm sorry, what did you say? It sounded like the yes. What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
But the tropical punch?
Yeah, the watermelon tropical punch.
I've just had the tropical punch, the grape, and that RX Energies, and the other one, the stress one.
Oh, no, I haven't had any. I don't think I've had any of those. I don't like drinking that energy crap because it might blow up my heart or something.
And what's funny is they call it RX Energy, uh-huh. But on the can on the back it says, this is not an energy drink. <It's> like, okay.
That's like getting a cup of coffee and then the cup says, "This is not coffee."
I know, right? just stained water.
So, I thought the last show was so funny. I listened to it today twice at work, and I laughed my ass off so much.
Part two? Oh my god, yeah. Wasn't that hilarious?
Jesus Christ.
That was just, like, so fucking funny.
And, like, you guys were just picking on me, and I didn't like it. I think all the listeners should call in and pick on Gay's Okay and China.
I agree.
You guys, like, hurt my feelings.
Tell us what bitches we are.
You hurt my feelings and junk.
Okay.
I can tell you care.
Yeah. I'm just, like, crying over here.
I'm gonna snap myself.
I'm sitting
scissors.
Beside you. Sorry, I'm crying beside you.
Oh. Oh, hi, Gina. Nice dress.
Thank you. It's Prada.
Is it chiffon?
Yeah.
It's very pretty. Maybe pink would be better.
I think so. You know, my man's the guy to take care of me.
And your fall children.
That's right, my children's.
But you know what? You sure do get some money back for them children's in January, don't you?
Hey, Mr. Tax Collector. Give me my rent check.
I fucking hate you. Okay. Not only do I hate cars, but I hate taxes. I hate the fact that I'm a white, single male who cannot get married and have the benefits of the married people. And I pay $3,000 to $4,000 in taxes a year. Granted, I'm like a few cents away from fucking starving. And I get a total of maybe $280 back a year.
And I have to pay for children I don't have.
Right.
As in, you know, paying for school.
No, like, cheerins.
I don't have any cheerins, so why am I paying for their ass to get an education that they ain't getting?
That I can't fucking get an education for.
Oh.
I have to take... Oh.
I heard today that they're putting this bill through Congress or whoever the fuck it does the bills about... making it easier.
Whoever does the fucking deal.
For immigrants to get education. Free education.
Excuse me?
United States.
Oh, I'm about to fucking
of America.
Irish or something. Like full blooded. I have to start talking like them. How do I do that?
It's already hot in here, eh?
I love potatoes.
Yeah. I'm not going to totally go to Canada and become a Canadian citizen, and then so I can come back here and get a free education.
Oh my god, that would rock, wouldn't it?
You can go live with Nick.
That would be so fun. I have a couple of friends in Toronto too.
Cool.
Ow, my cat just
stabbed
me.
It gets motherfucking cold up there though.
Oh, we don't like motherfucking cold in Florida, do we?
Fuck no. We got hurricanes.
As motherfucking cold to us is like 40.
Alright. Our Christmas is where
actually I'm thinking around 50 is motherfucking cold. Our windows close at nighttime as soon as it hits like 70.
And Christmas time is for shorts.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, like last year at Christmas, I think it was like 76 degrees during the day or something. That's awesome.
Walking around in shorts.
I'm sorry, I know I should not be typing, but I cannot help it. Everyone and their brother loves me on Bear 411.
Oh, you on Bear 411?
Yeah, did you look at my pictures on Bear 411?
No, I'm scared too, because I'm afraid there's going to be something I don't want to see.
They're not nasty. They're artful.
Okay.
There's only one that shows my butt, but it's not like my whole butt.
Oh, you're not like spreading the eagle like most of them are.
No.
See all my goodies?
I have a little bit of dignity in me.
I mean, someone just like show you all.
Oh,
goodies.
My favorite thing is I'm not into hookups. I'm not into straight up sex. I'm not into drugs. But yet the picture right next to them is them with their legs up in the air with a fucking dildo in their ass.
I know, right?
Or, a cock ring on, or there's someone sucking their dick.
I'm just looking for chat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm. Why? What? Chatting on your cock while that's I'm sucking on it? You know what else I fucking hate? Mm. I fucking hate working on Saturdays.
Ooh.
Yeah, mandatory.
Ooh, shit.
I guess it's a good thing so I can pay for my fucking alternator.
Is that like every or every other?
No, it's just whenever they need us to.
Ooh, shit.
Which has been like the past 14 Saturdays.
Oh, fuck. That sucks.
But it's only 4 hours. And we get to go in at what time we want to. They don't restrict you or anything like that. So I could come in and work like 8 to 10 and then turn around and come back and work 2 to 4 if I wanted.
Cool.
But I don't do that, so.
I don't know, just not the whole fucking 4 out right off the bat.
Right. And I get there at 8 o'clock.
I
get that shit out. I'm used to getting up at 8, or I'm used to getting up at 5 anyway.
I know. And on the fucking weekends, you wake up about 7. Oh, God, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, but the good thing about weekends is you can take a nap. Are we boring? We're talking like old men.
Oh, no.
What are you eating? This is China.
Noodles.
What kind of noodles?
Those ramens.
Oh, my God. Are you poor this week?
No, I just like them. They're good.
Do you know how much salt is in that? But you know what's really good?
Do I look like I have to worry about really salt?
Right? hey, if you eat a lot of salt, it'll kind of bloat you up so you can gain a little weight. You look swole.
No, I need all the help I can get. Shit.
The good thing about ramen noodles is, like, if you don't put, like, all the water in it that it requires, and you just put a little bit of water, and then you put some butter in it, and then put the powder in it, it's the fucking bomb.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, off the his hook.
And if you can do it right and you're, like, in the mood for it, if you take, I think it's right before you're going to finish it or something, but break an egg and put it in there and stir it up, and sometimes that's pretty good. But you have to have the water consistency right. It's almost like egg drop soup, kind of.
I leave it to the Chinese people to make my egg drop soup.
You want to do it yourself?
No, I'm really not. I can barely make my own peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
It's like, damn it, I'm going to have to hire somebody to cut the crust off. Shit.
No, I take my old soup can and I just punch holes into the bread so I can have circular ones. You know, like that Stingray did.
Oh, yes.
Steve Irwin. Oh, whoops. That was bad.
Oh, well.
Did you see the video of the cartoon of Steve Irwin swimming away from the Stingray? The day that he died, someone made it up. It's like a little video.
I think I heard about that.
But I want to see the real thing.
Me too. I hear they're supposed to release it. That was his wish or something. It's like,
see. Can't you imagine?
It's trippy.
Hey, did you see that video of the guy getting beheaded in Iraq that time?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I almost started crying because I cannot believe I was watching that video and the way they did it. I thought,
I know, wasn't it barbaric?
And you could just hear it. Oh my God.
And him screaming.
Why am I holding my throat?
That was just like, so, because
I don't ever want to see anything like that again.
The first time I saw it, I thought the video had messed up. So I was like, and I was waiting. I'm like, okay, what's going to happen here? And then all of a sudden it was like, at the very end, it's like, everything happened. So, and the second time I played, it was like, if you know, you see it, and it's like, it was like so barbaric the way they just did that shit.
And it was looked like a fucking dull knife too.
I know, didn't it? It's like, ow.
Ugh. I don't know. A 9/11 is coming up. Do you think anything's gonna happen?
I hope not.
Is that a lighter?
Where?
What the hell are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here listening to you type.
No, I hear something like click, click, and now you're coughing. You're a bitch.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Did you put me on mute?
Yeah, roger, roger.
I should totally come over and hang out with you in air quotes. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then maybe we could record together.
I know, right?
Oh, do you think we could?
I don't know.
Well, we're sitting right beside each other, though. yeah. I'm getting up contact here.
I know, jeez. Put the pipe down, damn.
I should come over on... Well, I was going to say I should come over on Friday and be a guest appearance on Game Dessert.
Right.
Since I don't have a fucking car.
True.
I'm fucking carless. I'm going to have to take the damn bus to work tomorrow, probably. And probably get fucking killed on it.
It's like close by?
Yeah, it's only like 3 miles away.
No, I'm talking about the bus.
Yeah, it's only like 3 miles away.
Yeah, like you're going to walk fucking 3 miles to the bus.
What are you trying to say? That I can't?
No, I just said you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, I'm sick.
That's right. I can't come in today.
And then they'd be on the phone like, Ricky, is that a lighter?
Yeah, no, right? No.
He'd be like, oh god, my chest's killing me. Oh no, I guess I need to call Samantha and see if she could take us. Oh my god, I'm yawning and it's only 9:22.
I know, don't you feel old?
I don't feel, I am old.
That's like,
hey, is today your birthday?
No, that was 3 days or 4 days ago.
Really? For real?
Well, if we're talking about the day that these are posted, yeah.
Oh. So, when was your birthday?
It was the 10th.
Oh, okay. God, I can't believe I missed it.
I know, gosh. Just seemed like it hadn't come yet.
I know. Oh, where do the days go? They just all run together, Jesus, these days.
Fuck. I mean, it's nice being able to record one long show and split it up, but then it's like by the time you get to get those two out of the way and your next recording, it's like, what the fuck happened?
Right.
It's like, what the hell do we talk about?
Hmm. Well, I never remember what the fuck we talk about anyway.
I know, it's like I always have to listen. Yeah.
It's Samantha, hold on for a second.
Oh shit.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, you don't have me on speakerphone, do you?
No.
Are you in front of Sean?
Yes.
Oh, because I want you to say hi to your fans, we're recording.
Okay.
Hey, can baby. Say
yeah.
Say it.
Hey, everybody!
It's Samantha! Yay!
I
met
you all!
Oh, hold on. Say it again. Say it again.
I miss you all!
Aww.
Hey, my mom said that we'll just she'll let me take her car tomorrow. We gotta ride to work.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Are we going there early tomorrow?
Yes.
How early?
Like
6:30. Oh shit!
Aren't we supposed to work out
seven
in the morning?
Let's put seven.
Aren't we supposed to work out in the morning?
Ooh. Hmm.
Yeah. Would you rather work out than get there early?
What do you think?
We need to work out.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
I mean, you need to work out.
I just want to see my hair again, and we'll just go to work early, like 7:30.
Well, I don't know. After we're recording, I'll give you a call. Are you going to bed?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to work. We'll start over on Monday.
That's the story of my life, baby.
I started on Monday.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Tell everybody bye.
All right.
Bye. Samantha or Miss Alias.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
We need to figure a name for her so she can come on the show.
I know, right? We can give her an Indian name. Well, actually, her Indian name is Little Big Eye. Because every time she takes a picture, one of her eyes is always bigger than the other. So I named her Little Big Eye.
Okay.
Or we could call her Little Big Eye who has a boyfriend that is too obsessed.
Yes. That'll work.
Or jealous.
Jealous fellows.
So I have a question for you.
What?
How long have we been recording?
We're at 25 minutes.
Oh, really? That's all?
Yeah.
Maybe we can actually do, like, maybe a 40-minute show? You think? No?
Do we want to go that far?
Apparently, you don't.
Well, our last two shows that we've recorded have went like an hour, and it's like...
I know, we can't do an hour ever again.
That's just
it has to be
much.
Like fucking awesome before we do
hour. If we're going to do an hour recording, that's fine, but, you know, split that shit up.
Right. And how many times do we say we're going to split the show up on the last show?
I know, right? Yeah, I know this last one that... 40 was an hour, wasn't it? Over an hour.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
I know, right? We're going to have to start archiving, I think. Because, well, we have 5 gigs, right? Is that what he said?
I think so.
Is that what you have on GataServe?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out here soon.
I know, right? Yeah.
I have a really... important announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
You're pregnant.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm not late. But I have been talking to someone online. This person happens to be a listener.
Ooh.
And this listener is going to be in the same state as us at the end of this month.
Ooh, wow.
And this listener will be in the same city as us
and
the last week of the month. And this person will be staying at my apartment for the last week of this month. So, more than likely... this person's going to be a guest person on our show. And we're all going to hang out and chill.
Cool.
I would like to do it all in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we can arrange that?
I think so.
Yeah, you think we can?
I think so.
Well, we are in the same room right now.
Well, yeah.
China, I think you might need to shave your legs.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting a little whiskey there.
Yeah.
But I thought I would announce that.
Cool.
And it's going to be Herb.
Oh, ooh.
He's going to come. Well, but he has family here also in Florida and friends. So he's coming to knock out a few birds with one stone.
I bet.
Whatever. Shut up.
Just hide the video camera.
Whatever. Shut up. So I wanted to say that on the past couple shows, but I wanted to make sure it was okay with him before I said anything. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, if there's any other listeners that want to come down and visit, remember that we live near Disney. You have to be a really good listener, and we really have to, like, fucking know you. Just don't be, like, saying, yeah, I started listening yesterday, I'm coming down.
I know, right?
We don't do that.
Sorry.
Actually, you could stay at Tina and Ariel's.
Yeah, they're at Lighthouse.
At the Lighthouse Ministries.
They welcome anybody.
Just as long as you're skinny and on crack.
That's right. And willing to give head.
On tailpipes.
That's right. Suck them.
And you don't even have to give head because Ariel holds your head
for
you.
That's right. She does the motion for you.
You just have to give her a tip.
That's right. Yeah, you got to finger bang her after a while.
Oh, so, yes, that's some news that I thought I'd tell you guys.
Wow.
So, what do you think about that, Jaina?
That's cool. Wow.
You think it's cool that a listener's actually coming to see us?
I know, wow.
You don't sound that excited. You sound like you want a donkey on The Price is Right. Or Let's Make a Deal.
Actually, they had some nice donkeys on those shows. That okay, they gave away
shut
on
up. Man, I love watching the old shows, and they're like, you've got a 1972 Ford Pinto!
I know.
And it's like Doo-Doo Brown. Like, that shit blew up like 3 months after they had it. Because, like, you know, at the time, they were having problems with people rear-ending them and just blowing up and like breaking in half.
It's like, oh my
You know God. What I always wanted?
What's that?
It's like, it's a truck, but it's a car. It's an El Camino. I've always wanted one of those.
That's an like, interesting breed.
It is. And the thing I like about it, or that I always want to do, was like do it like the Mexicans do and have those little balls hanging from the sides. You know what I'm talking about? Like the carpet balls?
Yeah.
I always wanted that. Awesome.
Oh my God.
And then I wound up like on high with rims and like high up, so I'd be like all like chick magnet and pick up all the chicks.
That's right, and not do anything with them.
Oh yeah, and then that could be their Latino papi, just white.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't like get any dudes, so you'd have to be straight.
Yeah, I would. They would be picking up the dudes for me.
Yeah, but you'd have to be straight though.
I wouldn't have to be straight.
Well, if you got
the girls would get the guys drunk, and then I'd butt rape them.
Okay.
Duh, that's what the back of the El Camino's for.
All right. You gonna have one of those inflatable mattresses in the back?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to push a button in the front, and I'm going to be humping in the back.
That's right.
Woohoo! Booyah!
We'd be floating.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yes, it is, but it's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
That's what people like about Foul Monkeys, because we're disgusting.
Apparently, we're not disgusting enough because no one listens to us.
I know, and no one enters our contest or anything like that either. So why do we even have them?
Are we still thinking about the contest for like having the third co-host?
You know, it's a nice idea.
Uh huh.
But I think that's all it is.
Oh, damn.
Because you know nobody's going to fucking enter this shit. There's only
said that if they did it, then we do 2 weeks of recordings.
Because you know it's only going to be if anybody does it, there'll be like 3 people that would do it.
I don't think Micro Alto E listens to us all the time anymore.
What is that?
He would have loved the last show.
I know.
And we would have already gotten something, right?
Something, you would have thought.
Whatever, Micro Auto E.
Yeah, because what was that thing he said something about that he was behind on the shows or something?
Yeah, something
he didn't
like
really
that.
Explain why he was behind. He just said he was behind.
Our last show wasn't an hour.
Which one?
The last one we just posted. It was only 46 minutes and 46 minutes and 50 seconds.
Not that one. The one after.
The one before that was 36 minutes and 59.
No, I said after.
There hasn't been one afterwards.
We have number 40 coming up, or went to just happened on Sunday. God.
Whoops.
Yeah. Cause
that one was an hour?
Yeah, look at it.
And that was, who was with us? I can't even fucking remember who the hell was on the phone with us.
That
it was Rui Cub, right?
Rui Cub. He got like halfway, I think it was about halfway through. And we
and he tried to take over the fucking show.
As usual.
Whatever.
Okay.
Why is everybody trying to take over our show? Nobody fucking listens.
So I know, it's right? Like,
it's not like somebody's going to like listen to them.
I mean, Tina and Ariel, you know, threatening to, you know, put us in jail and just take over the show. Why?
I am so sorry about interrupting you, Jaina. I do that a lot, too. I'm sorry. Can I come finger bank you?
Sure, why not?
To help you out? Yeah. So I can pay my...
And why don't we go pick up Ariel and Tina and have them help out? Give them some crank.
That sounds nice. What about their friend, what's his name? That guy that's always stuck between them. He says he's their PO, but he only has one leg and one arm.
Oh, Stump Leg Willie?
And they're like on opposite. He has like a left leg and a right arm.
So brothers all
and he only has three. And he only has three toes on his
foot. Yes.
And we just call him Mr. Digits.
Yes. Daddy Digits. Pimp Daddy Digits, that is.
Pimp Daddy Digits.
Yeah, baby. He's the Mac Daddy.
Oh my god, do you think we get a picture of that?
Only if we can get some Photoshop so we can fix the picture. You know him having...
No, if we use Photoshop, we'll give him an arm and a leg so it'll look better. Oh my goodness. God. Oh shit, that was funny. Poor Mr. Digits.
That's right. Pimp Daddy Digits. He's the pimp master.
And then
master.
Tina and Ariel get all pissed off and start fighting because one of them wants to be the arm, one of them wants to be the leg.
I want to be the leg!
And they keep getting confused because they forget which one they were, and then they start fighting because they want to do the opposite. And then they forget and then they start fighting again.
Yeah. And then that Pimp Daddy Ditch just falls on the ground. Right. It's like a turtle on its back.
Come on, you hoes!
And he's trying to get up with the leg and trying to get up with the arm, but he just keeps spinning. And then some rap music starts playing on the background. And people then it turns into a rap video.
That's right. People gather around and start...
And then it's on BET.
Go Pimp Daddy, go Pimp Daddy, go. Uh-huh. Ooh, man, that nigga can spin.
PDD. Pimp that Pimp Digit Daddy. Pimp Daddy Digits. That's the PDD right there,
that's
man.
Right, the he's P the to the shit. D to the D.
He's the shiot.
That's right. He's a master spinner.
I'm a masturbator.
Yeah.
Oh. And a major headbanger.
Oh, yes.
I fucking hate you bitches for that. But every time, to, every you time you'd admit say whenever... every time you'd say something, Mike would go, in a parking lot.
But you have to admit, whenever he came out with that parking lot headbanger, that was just way
too
funny.
Oh my god, you love that show.
Oh my god. I thought I was gonna fucking die.
Oh, I think he would be a good third.
I think so too. Because, I mean, it was just like, I really didn't want to finish recording on that one. I wanted to keep going.
Me either. I wanted to keep going, too.
But we knew it was time to go.
And it was late. You know, we don't want to be like those episodes where they just keep going and going and going. Like on TV, you know?
I know, right?
Like Friends after about the fifth season.
I know, right?
We want to go out gracefully, and we'll do that when we think it's time.
Love the Simpsons, but why aren't them kids getting older?
Right. Maggie can only suck on that pacifier.
That's what I'm saying. And goddamn, well, them kids stupid. They never pass. They're in the same fucking grade every year.
And they've been on for, what, 12 years now?
I know, right?
Shit.
And Lisa hasn't learned to play that saxophone yet? Goddamn.
Right?
Shit. Fuck. She should be pregnant by now.
Oh, damn. I'm not pregnant. Do you know what show I really miss that I fucking loved when I was younger?
What's up?
Married with Children.
Oh, yes.
I loved Peggy Bundy.
Oh, yes.
And Christina Applegate, the total slut.
I know, right? She was just a whore.
How about Marcy Darcy?
Oh, I know. I'm Marcy Darcy.
she turned out to be a lesbian in real life.
I know, a sister.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Well, in her case, a brother.
Yes, true.
She and we're sisters to her.
And wasn't that just so funny that she was such the butch on that show, and then it turns out she was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Kind of ironic, don't you think?
Living life.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
I know.
It's a free ride when you've already paid.
Exactly.
It's the good advice that you just didn't take.
That's right.
And it's a black fly. Down. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a plane crash down when you're something afraid.
Yes.
Oh, it's a plane crash down. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
A little ironic, don't you think?
Yes, totally.
It's that rain
on your day.
It's a free ride when you've already paid. That's the Axl Rose version.
Yes. I wish you would get back to the roots of You Ought to Know.
Oh my God, was that like the best CD ever?
I know, she was so angry then. What happened
to
her?
What about that song, Thank You? No, thank you.
No, right?
Thank you, India. Thank you.
Thank you, Providence.
Thank you,
heroin. Thank you, cocaine. Thank you, Oxycontin.
I wish.
Thank you, Ecstasy.
How long have we been recording?
We were at 40 minutes.
Oh, we should go.
Okay.
I think we've outrun this episode.
Yeah.
Because we can never sing enough about the rain.
That's right. On your wedding day.
I can't stand the rain. I can't stand the rain on my window. I can't stand the rain. You know that song.
I think so.
Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Missy Elliott. But then also the song I Can't Stand the Rain, that's by like an old singer. I think it's like Diana Ross or someone like that. Right?
I'm trying to think.
I can't stand the rain.
I'm not sure.
Hold on, I can tell you. Let me Google it because I just need to.
Google it.
You do the ending shit.
Okay, so like, tell her go to the website, foulmonkeys.com. You can email us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Call us 206-984-FOUL. That's FOUL, not FOWL.
Oh,
we're not birds.
That's so bad. I can't believe I did that.
What'd you do? Did you spell it wrong?
It's Tina Turner. Whoops.
It's Tina.
And I have that album, too.
Oh, that's even bad.
Maybe I should send it to you so we can play it at the end.
Okay.
Or should we not? Because we get sued.
Oh, I don't know. Do we have to pay her if for playing that for each person that listens to it?
I don't. Well, that's only two people.
I know. That's true. That's true. And we're not bitching about our people not listening. Just so the person out in, what is it, California? That's tired of hearing us bitching about people listening to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's been listening forever and a day, though. Like, almost since the beginning. He just doesn't make it known.
Okay. He's a silent listener.
Yeah. Mm. He's a first-time bitcher, long-time listener.
And it was about us complaining about
listeners.
But he
could have at least bitched in our email box, don't you think?
On the website, one of the two.
Yeah, come on, man. We don't care.
Yeah.
If I can say it, man.
We can take criticism. We're big girls.
Beth Hart. A whole lot of those.
Sorry,
I'm looking at iTunes now.
I know, isn't it so addictive? Anyway, I guess we gotta go.
Okay, let's go. Oh, did you say everything?
I think so. Website, email, phone number.
Did you tell everyone
we're both
to come
single.
To my party?
Yeah, in his ass.
And my mouth.
Oh, in your mouth. Okay. Oh, it's in your mouth this week?
Oh. Ouch.
You should be honored. God, all that cum.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Gaga poochie.
Yeah.
or poochie caca, whatever.
get you one of those bukkakis.
A kakabuki? What?
Oh, bukkake.
A cookie bukkaka? What? Yeah,
chocolate chip cookie.
What?
What? Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it.
It was loud.
Oh. Okay, let's go.
Okay, yes, all right.
Everyone have a good night. Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. Bye. Fuck Bye. You.
Fuck you. Oh. Yeah. Mike says fuck you to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Fuck you.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. Hey, Jonna. Hey, Ricky. I'm calling during my peak minutes or my peak time, so I'm using my peak minutes, so you know this call's important. I just wanted to call and wish John a happy, happy, happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños, China. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. That's my attempt at singing. Anyways, China, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. All that good shit. Hugs, kisses, mwah. Bye.